Speak to me.
you want to enjoy Christ, Jesus is here today to save you. He's here to settle your matter. I want you to raise up your right hand if you want to give your life to Christ.
I want you to raise up your right hand if you want to give your life to Christ and we settle your case. Now put that right hand on your chest and begin to ask God for forgiveness of sin. I want you to ask Him for forgiveness of sin. Tell Him, Jesus, have mercy on me. Ask Him for forgiveness of sin. Ask God for forgiveness of sin. He is here to forgive you. He is here to forgive you. Ask Him, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Let all heads bow. If you are giving your life to Christ, put your hand on your chest. No joke. No play. If you are already born again, you don't need to make this confession. If you are yet, or you are backslide, then you make this. You need to make this confession. Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus. If you are saying it, say louder. Say, Lord Jesus. I receive you today as my personal Savior. Forgive me my sins. Deliver me from Satan. I will live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now I pray for you. Father, I commit everyone that has prayed this simple prayer unto your hands. Lord, receive them in the beloved in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This, your salvation today, shall not be lost.
Amen.
I pray, may the Spirit of God dwell inside of you.
Amen.
And begin to walk with you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the word of God will be coming. Expect great manifestation from heaven. Expect miracles. Write it down. Don't forget it. Because the word will keep working in your life. So as we move into the sessions, expect the miraculous to happen. If you have anybody that is dying, write the name of the person on your list. If you have picture, verify. Put it in your hands there. Hold it there. Because by the time we are closing this meeting in the evening, you will hear good news. You will hear good news. You know the one that interested me the most is that God is raising millionaires. Just imagine everybody here is millionaire. You have minimum 200 million in your account. I'm a blessed man. I am a blessed man. Because all the voices from somewhere have known that we'll do everything. Because by the time you begin to sow seed into my life, 5 million. Amen. 2 million. 3 million. I'm a blessed man. So I'm very happy today. Because this face I'm looking at, they are faces of millionaires. In the name of Jesus Christ. If anybody has been begging and believing on people to help you, before the close of this meeting today, God will tell you to help us of others. You will be the one helping others. In the name of Jesus. So your now and after now is will be incomparable by the end of the today. By the time we are rounding up, your level will have changed. Everything will have turned around. Maybe this is your first time of sitting under the word of God for a long time. Today we are here for the word. For a long time. For a long time. Please, no children walking around. We don't allow that. We don't allow that. You have anyone that should join this meeting, let them come. So it's time for you to be blessed. Don't forget, say, get a pen and a paper. Take that step of faith. Write it down, everything. You don't know how to write. Let somebody write for you. Hallelujah. Write it down. It will be yours. So whatever God tells you today, from the messages that will be coming, make sure you note them and don't let it be lost. You know, I was somewhere ministering. This girl has been having head problem. By name, her name is Pelumi. So, as I was moved by the Spirit of God, I said, if you have sickness in your body, come out. Why? When I was in that meeting, I heard the voice of God told me that I have given you failure-proof power of God. That when you pray for people and I heal them, the thing will not come back. I said, so I want to test it. Praise the Lord. And the thing will not come back. The sickness will not come back. So I was hearing it for the first time. So I said, if you have problem, your head come out. So many people came out. So I lay hands on them and pray for them. With my own little faith. So 2 weeks after, this girl Pelumi came out. He said, since I've been in primary school, I've been having this headache. As at that time, she was in GS3. That she wrote Junior WAEC. He said, for 2 weeks now, the headache has not come back. Now, the parents also came to thank me. I said, it's God. Because they spend on that headache every week. It never returned. Hallelujah. I was in one of our fellowship. In our own church, the church where I attend. And after fellowship that day, they came to call us. They came to call us, the member of that fellowship. And they said one of the members of the fellowship has run mad since on Tuesday. Oh, yeah, really. And it's so brutal, and all that they have bound him and all kinds. Since Tuesday, say yes, that we should go and pray for. So they are group of ministers. Most of the people in the fellowship are ministers. So I followed them as a junior boy. Now when we got there, one brother said, Hey, brother, you are the one leading the prayer. I say, hey, praise the Lord. I've been telling people, miracle does not take 3 hours. Because you want to collect one, you say, you are not going to do 3 hours. Kilo day.
You have to take 3 hours. Because when you receive little things now,
you get time, oh. Praise the Lord. So when we get there, it was a terrible face. The banding we changed. It was very violent. Family man. I found OPC man there. The head of OPC in that area, Songo area. Songo. He was there. With calabash, red oil inside, with some muscle, where I was putting some things on the man, and the man was very violent. So they said, I'm the one to lead the prayer. So I said, let us pray for him. The way people were praying, I said, doesn't it? I knelt down and I laid my right hand on the madman. Totally insane. Totally insane. Has lost the mind. I just prayed small prayer. Just small prayer. In the name of Jesus, come back to your senses. I called the God of my fathers. And he shook. Boom. I said, lose him. He said, eh? Lose him. He said, ah, lose him. So, the brother that called me to lead the prayer, looked for scissors and cut everything. Stood up. He sat down. They gave him water. He drank. They gave him food. He ate. The following day, we were in the church together. We were in church together the following day, which was Sunday. The man is a family man. He's still healthy and healthy today, till now. Anytime he sees me, he will come. Yes! And anytime the OPC man sees me, he will not greet me. Praise the Lord. Anytime the OPC man sees me, he will just carry his bike and go away. Hallelujah. Later, I heard that some armed robber caught the OPC man. Are you getting me? In the middle of the night, they caught him and beat him. Say, Shebi wants to go logo. He got you. Praise the Lord. They caught him. They beat him. Armed robbers. So people in the area, they say, but people used to fear that you get juju, you have medicine. Why can't your juju catch the armed robbers? Hallelujah. Don't run anywhere. Jesus is the answer. I'm telling you reality. Jesus is the answer. I have heard of women that lost their child and they called their baby back to life. He said, no, you are in the name of the baby came back to life. Not that I'm okay, why you won't buy Jesus. And it's about need Jesus in Shori Bruku.
If you are Jesus, you have everything.
You have authority with you. You can command it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's rise up on our feet. It's time for you to fire. I want you to cry to God now. I want you to raise your voice. And say, today is my day. Raise your voice. Say, today is my day. My day of miracle. My day of deliverance. My day of healing. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Turn into prayer. Today is my day. La katagandeze ibrakandeza. Elaye gendeza gade kazo. Today is my day. Oh. Oh, la kandeze gade katari abrozae. Today is my day. Pari katagandeze likandoria. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Say after me, say, every weight I have been carrying, see now I shall carry it no more. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Every weight I've been carrying, I shall carry it no more. I shall carry it no more. Every weight, every tension on my life, every tension on my life. Ezagandalika poko tanga desera. Every tension. I shall carry it no more. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Open your eyes. I want to ask you to do something. You are not going to pray this prayer just standing. I want you to shake your body. Every sickness hiding any part of my body, get out in the name of Jesus. Every sickness that is hiding any aspect of my body, in any area of my body, get out. Open your mouth and send them out. Send those sickness out. Every sickness. Don't cry so much. In the name of Jesus. Every sickness. Every sickness. In every part of my body. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Loka kopangaloze. Eya riba ikenda Every sickness in any part of my body, get out in the name of Jesus. All the katagani failure in the name of Jesus. Get out. Release yourself from it. Release yourself from it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to pray. Every stranger in my body, every stranger in my body, carry your bag and live my life. Every stranger in my body, carry your bag and go. Listen to this. If you have a spirit husband, he's a stranger. You have a spirit wife, is a stranger. You used to eat in the dream. He's a stranger. So you have to tell that stranger to carry his bag and go. That sickness, you keep using medication all the time. He's a stranger. You can send it packing. Say with a loud voice, every stranger in my body, carry your bag and go. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, you can dance again. Every stranger in my body, carry your bag. Carry your bag and go. Carry your bag. In the name of Jesus. Every stranger. Every stranger. Carry your bag and go. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are healed in the name of Jesus. We are going to say amen 7 times. Amen, amen 7 times. Are you ready? I said you are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. That sickness will not come back. It shall not come back. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a miracle working God. He's a miracle working God. He's my Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle working God. Miracle worker. Miracle worker. Miracle worker. And Omega. He's a miracle worker.
I'm
We are going to the next session of the word now, and you are going to pray to God. Please, immediately we do that. An attendance will be passed around. Amen. And then you write your name and telephone number. If you need Bible, you mark your name. While you are seated, they will give you one Bible. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't want children because we believe some of them. So, but from secondary school, SS1 upward, you need Bible. Maybe the one you are using is torn. It's not okay. Write your name and tick your name in front. Hallelujah. Amen. Bow your head. Oh Lord, speak to me. I want to hear from you. Lord, speak to me.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Our Father God, we thank you. God of all flesh, we exalt your name. Curator of universe, we praise you. You are the beginning and also the end.